It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Welcome to the Friday edition. You made it through the week. Here we are, myself, Andy, and Charlie. Yep, Trump train.
Trump train!
All the way to November.
It's looking a little better right now, by the way.
Good.
Did you see that? Rasmussen, he hit 50%. He hasn't touched 50% in Rasmussen for a few months now.
That's good. Okay, we'll talk more about that in a moment. In the meantime, the impossible question to the answer, the answer to yesterday's question.
What was the question?
I don't like the answer to this one, but anyways. A new survey found out that our favorite summer activity as a kid was hanging out with friends, and the second one was I picked swimming yesterday. I think Charlie and I both were in agreement.
Summer camping?
Bonfire.
That's awesome! Come on, that's what they're doing downtown. So all these rioters...
In Chicago, you just burn a car.
These rioters are just recapturing their youth. Why
I guess.
This is why you don't relate to them, John.
I guess I don't.
I mean, my goodness, they're just innocent kids out there trying to have a little fun, burning down a building, roast some marshmallows, and here you are judging.
I know.
Okay, what's...
Charlie said s'mores.
They should have. I wonder if the cops roasted s'mores.
You like s'mores?
Oh, they're delicious.
They're not my favorite.
Well, they're not my favorite, but they're pretty yummy. You know the thing I hate about them?
What?
They're messy. I don't like messy food.
I don't like
food.
The sticky things. Yeah, I don't like sticky marshmallow thing on my fingers. You know, I don't like that part.
I couldn't like
you
live.
Give me one of those with a wet wipe, I'm maybe okay.
Right. I couldn't live in these countries like, say, Tibet or these places where you eat with your hands.
Oh.
I know people say, well, what about hot dogs, hamburgers? Those are in a wonderful bun that we have.
Yeah, exactly.
That we Euro-Americans
even they get messy sometimes.
Yeah, but we've made these things specifically to where we
they're
can eat neat.
Non-messy, yes.
Yes.
You like chili dogs?
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't had a chili dog in probably 20 years.
I don't like
years.
The chili dog, and I'm not a big Sloppy Joe guy because I don't like the soggy bun. I'm not a soggy bun guy.
I like more brisket.
To me, the soggy bun thing is just sort of like, yeah.
But wait a minute. We can do a little bit filthy here. I mean, you like ribs. Come on.
Yeah, but I don't like the mess of those either.
No, but
and
still.
I'm a cut-off-the-bone rib guy. I don't just eat them with my mouth.
When we have ribs, I actually sit out in the backyard and my wife throws me a rib at a time, and I have to be alone.
Okay. There you go.
It's too good. Okay, right, what's today's question?
Today's a possible question. We'll find out the answer at 5 o'clock. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 43% of people have worn this on their head at least once. Hint, be super, super specific, and it's not a sports team.
Well, in modern America, I'd say tinfoil hats.
I don't think you're that. Well, Charlie says graduation cap.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one. I would.
43%. Wouldn't that be like everybody, though? That'd be like 90%. Charlie says he takes that back.
Earmuffs?
So 43% have worn this on their head. Did you wear earmuffs as a kid? Did you, Charlie? I hated earmuffs.
Well, the reason I said 43%, you know, with that is only people in the North would wear them and not in the South.
No, that's true.
Kind of cut it in half. Stocking caps. What about those stockings you pull over your face that have the two eyes for the ski masks? Those are being worn a lot more downtown as well.
Yeah,
with the
do they suffice as a regular mask?
Well,
or
the
not?
Weird thing is, they do. The weird thing is that you've got these bonfires going on, but people are wearing ski masks, which you think they're pretty warm. They wouldn't really need those. Am I missing something?
No, you're not missing anything.
Okay.
Anyways, answer that in the KLZ 560 Facebook page, or we'll give you the answer in the 5 o'clock hour. So let's see here. What do we got going on here first? How about the lawsuit for the bars? You were asking me about that a moment ago.
Right. That was going to come down today. You got a bunch of bars that are suing the governor, or basically saying they want it, a stay of the order?
Yeah, they want a stay of the order. They want to be able to serve drinks longer than 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and I was thinking they would probably lose because he has the right to be a dictator, even though it's wrong.
Well, and we were talking about this before
he
we came
totally
on air.
He is totally wrong, by the way.
And I was going to give you an example. So this is where, folks, be careful what you ask for. What I mean by that is there are certain industries where they feel like there should be more regulations. I'll give you an example. So my point is this.
Oh,
yes, he has the ability to do this because these are places that have licenses, quote unquote. And if you're a bar owner and you decide to go against him, what's the first thing they're going to do? Yank your license, right?
Exactly.
So years ago in the state of Colorado, just as a side note, by the way, when it comes to automotive repair, there's only a few states in the entire United States that have shop licensing, where you have to get a license to be an auto shop. And a lot of people think it's a great idea. You know, we want everybody to be licensed. That way you know the work coming out the door is good and this, that, and the other. And in Colorado, at one point, there was a big push by the association here in Colorado to have shop licensing in Colorado. And they were going to self-police it, and they had all these different things they were going to do and so on and so forth. And a lot of us against that.
They wanted licensing, and they said they were going to self-police it.
Correct. The association would self-police the licenses. Correct.
Then why would you have licenses?
Well, I'm just
licenses
telling you what they wanted to do.
Government overlords.
Thank you. And my point is, be careful what you ask for, because when you have business licensing, which, by the way, in the state of Colorado, most people don't realize this, but all it takes to open an auto repair shop in the state of Colorado is a state sales tax and whatever city you happen to be in sales tax, and you're ready to go. That's it. You don't have to know a thing about a car to open up an auto shop. Now, most likely the free market will shut you down if you don't know how to fix cars properly, because if you don't, pretty soon the word gets around and you won't have any business, and it sort of self-regulates it in that way anyways. But the industry wanted to have shop licensing in a way to keep that guy out of the business world, Andy. Basically, the bigger shops wanted licensing because they felt like it would keep some of the fly-by-nighters out of the industry by having licensing.
Yeah, but isn't it? It's not because they care about the customers that would be hurt.
No,
by
because
the
they didn't want the competition.
They want the competition gone.
Correct.
Anything. The big boys always want more licensing. They want more legislation.
Yes.
Why? Because they got the reams. They've got just tons and tons of lawyers who can go through all these things and whip it out while this poor mom and pop shop dies.
Well, and here's the other thing that typically happens. Guess who normally writes the licensing rules?
A lot of those big companies.
Yes, which means...
Well, they weigh in, John. They weigh in.
In a lot of cases, they actually physically write the rules.
Right, they do.
And then, which means in that case, they have nothing really to worry about as far as passing all the regulations go. Why? Because they wrote them.
Yeah.
And they're all able to pass because they wrote them. So my point is this. Folks listening, you as owners, especially business owners, be really, really, really careful what you wish for. Because if you actually happen to get that wish, as in the case now of all these bar owners, which, by the way, I said this a couple of weeks ago, and I mean this, you bar owners that were actually behind some of this in the first place, you're knuckleheads. And I mean that sincerely. Why do I say you're a knucklehead? Because you thought it was great to have a statewide mask mandate. You actually told the governor, you know what, we'll support you in that.
Yeah.
You know, we want that. If we can be open and we have to make all of our patrons wear masks, fine, we're in, we're for it. In fact, put it out there.
Right, because that'll make you the bad guy, you're the heavy, and we're just enforcing these laws.
So they do that. He comes out on Friday, and they're like, yeah, great, thank you, Governor Polis. And then on Monday he says, oh, but by the way, you can't serve liquor after 10.
Right. When you empower a dictator, he's going to be a
dictator.
Exactly. And these guys, let's face it, John.
I put in the tater part at the end because really that's what he is.
Yes. John, here's what really just
Charlie funny. Gave me the
he is a tater. He looks like one.
He gave me the brown eye a minute ago. He's like, what? Huh?
Okay, look, John, most of these people who run restaurants, who did they vote for? Polis.
They're liberals, yeah.
They're liberals.
Yeah. Most of them are.
Guys, with the exceptions, you conservatives who are managing or owning restaurants out there, I'm not talking to you right now, okay? You are off the hook. But the rest of you, you did this to yourselves.
Yep.
You voted this man in, and then you said, oh, please make a mask-wide mandate. Statewide mask mandate. Why?
Statewide mask mandate.
Because then every single customer who comes through the door will see a sign where we blame you, we use you as the heavy, yay, we're off the hook.
Yep.
And then, and you voted for him. Now you can't serve alcohol after 10. That shuts down some of the most prosperous business that you can have in the day, because those people who come in after 10 spend a lot of money and tip
big. Right. My point in that is, be careful who you side with and what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because those guys sided with him in the beginning, and guess what they got?
You side with control.
They got the middle finger from Polis is what they got.
They did. You side with control, eventually it controls you.
That's exactly right. So we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Extreme Auto Repair is next. And don't forget, they've got their AC special that is running out today. But coming up next month, they've got a great deal on four-wheel alignments, $69.99. That's $20 below their normal price. So go to extremeautorepair.com, 303-841-1071.
Head to Extreme Auto Repair in Parker before you leave on your road trip and get your vehicle checked for free. In the past few months, you've been putting off vehicle maintenance because you've been a little more worried about money than usual, and for good reason. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will never use scare tactics or try to pressure you into repairs that you don't need. However, they do want to help you plan ahead to avoid bigger expenses down the road. Yes, your brake pads might last a little longer, but you don't want to pay to replace those rotors. Right now, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will gladly give you advice for free about which repairs should happen sooner and which ones could wait for another day. Call 303-841-1071 or visit extremeautorepair.com now. Be sure to tell Mike and Dave at the front desk that you listen to Rush to Reason when you ask for your free trip inspection, including 27 items checked this month only, not valid with any other offer. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept.
All right, Ascend Health Center, Dr. Julie Marchio, she'd love to help you out with some weight loss. Maybe you need some acupuncture, neurofeedback, you got some digestive issues going on. You name it, she can help you with all of that and more, including hormone health therapy, things along those lines. So anything you need when it comes to your health, go see Dr. Julie, 303-343-8800, or find her at AscendHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascend Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through your own personal HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascend Health Center in Lowry or Englewood now and ask them for the COVID weight loss package. Schedule free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve that goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right, Novus Auto Glass. If you're driving a car right now looking out the window thinking, this isn't as clear as it used to be, or you got a big crack in front of you, get that windshield replaced. And if you just got a dinghy, you got one of those stars in the windshield, get it fixed right away. The faster you get it fixed, the more chance you have of saving the windshield, and Novus can do that. And they've got the best technology to handle both ends of that. Find a location near you. Don't forget, it's Novus, N-O-V-U-S. So it's rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Call Novus Auto Glass as soon as you notice a chip or crack in your windshield so they can save you more money. Novus Auto Glass wants to help you save more money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at getting a repair when you act fast. Glass repair is more complicated than you think. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack unfixable. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, though, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. Novus works with all insurance companies, and for those without windshield coverage, Novus will give you a discounted cash price. It's simple. Novus Autoglass saves you more money. Visit rushtoreason.com/Novus now and find the windshield repair expert nearest you. Novus Autoglass, the inventors of windshield repair.
Well, it's that time of year again where we're all getting prepared for the upcoming hunting season. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Tune in each week and we'll bring you local experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting. Looking for a place to hunt? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. For the anglers, we'll give you a fishing report each week. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1 p.m. right here on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Also, another announcement, I believe for August, if you're in the military, active military and veterans both get in free to Colorado State Parks starting tomorrow.
Don't worry, John, I'll smuggle you in.
So you're in. You can go right
trunk.
In. Off you go. Now, one other thing you should know, too, by the way, because I found this out the hard way. If you're going to go up towards Rocky Mountain National Park and try to go into the park itself, go over Trail Ridge or whatever, that is now still by appointment only. So you need to go onto the website, register ahead of time, make sure you've got a spot, because they will not let you in unless you're in your allotted slot, unless it's like 5 p.m. at night, then you can just drive through the park and go to your destination. So say you're going to Grand Lake and you want to come through the SS Park side. You can't do that unless you have an appointment or you wait till 5 o'clock.
You know, honestly, I wouldn't go up there unless my schedule was prohibitive. Unless it forced me to do a weekend, I'd go a weekday for sure.
Oh, I agree with that. But even then, you have to have an appointment
right.
to get into the park. So just a side note, active military, veterans, get in free, Colorado State Parks, there you go. Now, that's not Rocky Mountain National Park because that's a national park, but all of our state parks you can roll into.
Now, is the national park still shut down?
It's not shut down, but you have to have an appointment to go through it.
Okay.
To get in. So they stop you at the little guard check thing.
But the state parks, you don't need an appointment.
No, I don't believe there's any of those that you do. If somebody knows that differently than I, let us know. But I don't think so, Andy. No, not that I know of.
You just have to wear, you know, 5 masks.
Yeah, I got to, yeah, bubble wrap.
pledge your endearing love
yeah,
to
firstborn, all that.
Polis.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so chosen words. Choice
oh,
words, I
choice
should say.
Choice words. Wow.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I wasn't ready for that.
Well, you have it in second segment. We're in the second segment.
Well, all right then.
So we're here.
Well, okay. Well, you know the NBA season's just starting.
What does the NBA stand for?
The National Basketball
Brawlers Association or Basketball Association?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The National Black Lives Matter Association.
There you go. That's better.
My bad.
That's better.
Well, they've got it on all the courts now. They're wearing jerseys.
I know, it's ridiculous.
And all this
hockey's
kind of
doing
stuff.
The same thing.
Right. So in honor of that, I want to do my choice words today as LeBron, Trump, and respect. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Message to LeBron James. LeBron, you respect Black Lives Matter, but BLM, by its own proud admission, is a Marxist organization. Now, that's Marxist, as in from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Well, LeBron, you're paid far beyond your needs. And you know what? I think that's great. And so does Donald Trump. And I'll bet so does John Rush. What do you think? Absolutely. Well, fact is, LeBron, you two are virtually the same guy, you and Trump. No, seriously. Set aside politics a moment and look at each other. Same relentless work ethic, same abrasive personality, same devotion to charity. Both very charitable, John. Same incredible success. In a nation of whiners and snowflakes, you two say, shut up and work. In fact, LeBron, to black people everywhere, you and Donald Trump have one message. You're too great not to be employed. You don't need others. Others need you. So start winning. And unlike Joe Biden, Donald Trump speaks no differently around black people than he does white people.
Well said.
Doesn't
well said, by the way. Yes.
Oh, yeah. LeBron, have you noticed this? Same cadence, same tone, same accent, same blunt honesty. There's no, they're going to put y'all back in chains. There's no
with an accent, by the way, when he said that.
And a bad one, too.
Awful.
Yes. There's no walking on eggshells, treating black people like they're a bunch of landmines about to be triggered. There's no pandering, LeBron, because pandering shows disrespect. LeBron, everything you are with your team is the opposite of BLM with the black community. You expect the best. They expect nothing. To BLM, every black kid is just another activist they can program to misquote Trump after Charlottesville. But when Trump sees a black kid, he sees a doctor, a CEO, the next LeBron, or a future president. He sees greatness, LeBron, just like you see in your team. Because to Trump, the black community is his team, whether they see it or not. Trump won't bend his knee, and he doesn't apologize for things he's never done. That kind of pandering insults greatness. Trump respects greatness, just like you. And one last thing you have in common, LeBron. Both you and Trump are a little thin-skinned, wanting praise, complaining of unfairness. When I see Trump criticize judges, I see you criticizing refs. Same guy, LeBron. Same guy. So yes, LeBron, you respect Black Lives Matter, and you don't respect Donald Trump. But in each case, I don't think the feeling is mutual.
All right, I've got a little clip, by the way, we can play to go along with what you just said.
Please do.
You ready for this, Charlie? Let me get my sound up. Here we go.
Look at what they value and look at their budget and what they're proposing. Romney wants to let the, he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
There you go. Joe Biden.
Jeez.
Guy is such a putz.
What about Obama at his eulogy?
You know, I listened to fragments of that. Just bits and pieces of it. And just the fragments alone were enough where I'm like, I just can't listen to this.
Let me ask you something. What was more horrifying to you? The fact that he went off on this
tangent?
It wasn't a tangent. It was totally planned.
Oh, I know, but.
But you know what I mean.
It was a planned tangent.
A planned tangent. Well done. He goes off on this hyper political speech attacking, basically Trump and so forth.
Conservative policies, let's say it that way.
Right. What horrified you more, him doing that? Or the response of the crowd. They're all up on their feet, whooping it up. We are at, we're at the wake for a dead man, okay? We're honoring a man who fought for civil rights, a man who was beaten for civil rights. Yeah, I disagree with his politics. Who cares? He did some great things. We're here to honor him, right? And what does Obama do? He gives a political speech, and the crowd goes wild. That's what scared me the most, John. It was the crowd. And by the way, back to LeBron. Why doesn't he see who his real friend is? BLM hates every bit of excellence he has done and reward he has gotten, and Trump loves it all.
Well said. I can't say any more than that. We've got somebody that actually called us earlier, called the switchboard today, and we appreciate it. I won't use names, but actually, well, it's just a first name. Mike went to a Village Inn on Parker Road.
Ooh, could it be Mike and Parker?
I don't know. But he said it was like the big brother, being there because they actually asked him for his full name and his phone number before they would actually seat him and serve him, which is a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, is that him now?
I don't know. We'll need to take a break. We'll come back. Mike, hang tight. We'll come right back and chat with you. Franktown Firearms is next. They will take care of all of your firearms, gun needs, I should say, whether it's ammo, whether it's all the gear, cases, learning how to shoot, the firing range itself, you name it, they can do it all.
Can they arm Mike for when he goes into Village Inn?
Yes, they can do that, definitely.
Just making
sure. And teach you how to use everything at the same time. FranktownFirearms.com, 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Purify Chevrolet coming up next. And don't forget, purifychevrolet.com is a place to go. You can shop online or you can give them a call or drop in. And by the way, Saturday's a great day to buy a car. If you get out that way, just say hi. Make sure that you tell them you listen to Rush to Reason, and they will take great care of you. New or used, they've got you covered. 303-659-8311 or find them at purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Is Governor Polis deliberately setting out to alienate Colorado's farmers and ranchers? Kim Munson here. Monday, Rachel Gable with the Fence Post will explain that the governor's appointment of anti-livestock activists to boards that deal with farmers and ranchers could cripple Colorado's fourth largest industry. Plus, gubernatorial 2022 candidate Greg Lopez shares his perspective on the violence in metro streets, defacement of the Capitol, and what we can do to stand for Colorado. All this Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Your favorite programs, contact advertisers, and so much more. It's all available on the KLZ app. Download it today. Available in the Apple or Android store.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And on the line, we've got Mike from Parker. Mike, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great for a Friday. Just got off work. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Early, y'all were talking about government regulations. You touched on the auto salvage stores and you also, repair shops.
Right.
And the bars and stuff. And, I've always been a believer you have to keep government minimalistic out of your business.
Yep.
But there has to be some sort of protection there or minimalistic protection. Because if you don't, the regulations be written. And again, my point here is, government is kind of like the gun, meaning, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Right.
Government does not write regulations. People write regulations for the government. And you mentioned earlier that the corporations, the big auto body shops, write these, or the big, the big establishments write this to create monopolies. And we have that in America with when it comes to doctors. The AMA keeps out all foreign doctors. They limit the number of people, the doctors that can graduate. They cannot, if you're an American doctor.
Oh, we lost you, Mike. Come on back.
There you go.
Say that again. We lost you for just about a 10-second, 10-second time frame there.
Okay, no problem. But I was basically saying the American Medical Association limits the number of doctors that graduate. And they do not allow foreign doctors in America. It takes up to 8 years to get your license in America. Any license. And the same thing with nurses, the same thing with pharmacists. They all protect their jobs because we allowed these huge, organizations to have Congress write laws to make it legal for foreigners to come to America and practice. And we have to be on the lookout for when is the big corporations and the largest establishments coming and influencing Congress to create a monopoly. We'd have like a salvage shop. So
yeah, and real quick, Mike, you're breaking up. Let me just jump in really quick. So what happened in Colorado, which I think was a good alternative to everything you're saying, is in Colorado,
right,
we do have the Motor Vehicle Repair Act, which protects the consumer of a certain age vehicle. If it gets to be certain age and older, then it doesn't apply. But for newer vehicles that are getting worked on in shops in Colorado itself. There is a protection act for the particular consumers. It's not a regulation per se, but it gives the consumer certain rights where, in Colorado, for example, the estimate has to be within 10% or I believe it's either 10% or I got to read it again. But I think it's 10% or $100 not to exceed either when it comes to an estimate. You know, you're obligated to make sure that you've got the parts safe for the customers if they want to see their old parts. There's a limitation on storage fees and when those can apply and so on and so forth. So there's a pretty good, you know, Motor Vehicle Repair Act written, but it's not a, you know, quote unquote regulation. I mean, it's something you have to agree to do if you're a repair shop to a point, because if not, then it gives the, you know, the consumer's got rights to come back after that particular shop without really even having to do anything legally speaking. They can just call the you know, the attorney general's office and say, hey, there's a shop over here not abiding by this particular, you know, act, and you know, I need some help. So in a way, it's a regulation, but it, to your point, it's sort of that middle ground between allowing all of the big guys to write regulation to eliminate the little guy but still giving the consumer some protection.
Exactly, and that was my only point, is we have to start unwinding some of these regulations that are out there that the big guys, the AMA or Big Pharma or big, you know, the lawyers, all that whole plethora of, you know, the highest paid jobs in America all have protection from foreign workers coming, even if they're qualified, and working in America. And we have to unwind those or focus on not allowing government to get in our business.
And Mike, a lot of times the big excuse they use is, we're doing this for the customer, we're doing this for the people.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what they can always use. By the way, they're doing it right now with COVID, right?
Yeah, they are.
A lot of these big companies are making sure these restrictions are put in that they can obey more easily.
Well, the bars was a great example.
Yeah.
They were part of why we have
absolutely
a mask mandate, because they were all behind that.
Well, Mike, you're the boss at your place, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you're...
I have the president. Wait, hold on. I have the president above me, so I'm not the boss, but I am the floor boss, so to speak. I'm the plant manager.
And you're a good boss. I'm sure you are. I, of course, would raise up a union and overthrow you, but I'm that kind of guy.
I'm fine with that.
But have you gone through this where larger companies have basically pushed through legislation that's made it tough on you guys?
No. As a matter of fact, you know, I mean, steel has, with Trump.
Lucky you.
U.S. Steel pushed through stuff with Trump to put tariffs in place, and we're up 60% this year in our sales. So we are hiring. We're running 24/7.
Good for you.
So we've benefited from that. But on the same token, when I was at Kellogg's, they pushed through legislation. I forget what it was called, but it was the ban on. There was some legislation put out there by several states that said you had a label on the product. If you had GMO, any GMO in your product, and you just put it on the label. And Kellogg's is able to push through Congress that's illegal, that you have to force companies to put GMO on the boxes. And so that's something that Kellogg pushed through. I think the consumer should at least know if there's GMO in your box.
Other than that's probably like 90% of what's on the shelf.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, isn't it? All right, hey, I'm back home, but appreciate the phone call, guys.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much. Yeah, and the GMO thing to me is not a big issue, because you're going to be hard-pressed today to find anything on the shelf that's non-GMO, just because of how we do things when it comes to, you know, wheat and corn and things along those lines. So if you can find any non, you know, as far as big production goes, and I can see why Kellogg would fight that, as far as big production goes, go find anything that's not GMO when it comes to corn, wheat, things along those lines, what it takes to make cereal and so on, and good luck.
I love GMO.
It's not out there.
I'm into it.
You're just not, well, you really today don't have much choice. I mean, we have been, just a side note for everybody listening, I know this is another topic, I know it's controversial even in this particular listening audience, and I get that, but let me tell you, just as a side note, we have been genetically modifying plants for a very long time. This isn't something that just happened 10 years ago. It's been going on now for a century, at least. We've been doing it for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, but John, this is part of the reason we feed much of the world.
It's exactly how we feed much of the world, Andy. I by the way, I'm not against them. I'm not a non-GMO guy.
No, me either. I personally won't eat a vegetable that hasn't had a lot of stuff sprinkled on it. That's well, just me.
It's not even that. It's what the, it just is exciting. Now, for most of you that don't understand, we've got people we can bring on and know that are experts, but when they genetically modify those particular, you know, items, vegetables and things along those lines, typically what they're doing is they're making them so that they're more resistant to certain insects even. It could be, yes, certain chemicals like Roundup and things like that where they're resistant to that as well. But the reality is they make them in such a way that the yield is so much higher than it would have been otherwise that that's how we're able to feed the world.
I'd be interested to hear how they actually do that. I mean, are they injecting things directly into seeds, into the...
No, they're genetically modifying the seed itself.
Right, but how?
Through genetic modification of the plant, and they do that over a series of time, and basically they make a... You know, for example, if you're a farmer, so you and I are farmers. I got a couple minutes here. So if you and I are farmers...
Okay, we're farmers.
And I am a farmer that does not use GMOs. But my field is next to you, and you do. You're buying your seed from Dow Chemical.
Yep.
Okay? You owe Dow X amount of money for your yield because of the seed they provided you that makes your yield higher because it's a GMO seed.
Right.
If your seed blows onto my land, and I now start to create crops based upon even what your seed did in my land, I also still owe Dow Chemical money for what's been growing on my land.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It blew onto your...
Yes, but it's not my seed. It's still your seed that blew on my land and made my crops now have a higher yield. Doesn't matter. This is how it works. There's been court lawsuits and so on along these lines, and what I'm telling you is the truth.
But you didn't choose it.
I know that.
Why are you responsible for something you didn't choose?
Because the way
let me ask you this. Do you agree with the court decision?
I don't know, because I'm still getting a higher yield out of my crops from what blew into my field from your field. So do I still owe Dow Chemical a royalty, quote unquote, on that particular crop?
Well, what are
you
supposed to do? Dig up all your crops and start over? You don't have a choice. You have to keep growing. And this was blown in onto your field from next door.
I'm just telling you how it works.
And by the way, if I had the Dow stuff and you had the organic, whatever, non-GMO stuff, I'd blow you out of the market.
What happens is I become a niche seller at that point. I'm a non-GMO niche seller then is what I am.
I'd be hiring your kids.
Well, there is a market for the non-GMO stuff, and some of those guys, you know, it's the farm-to-table, sort of that whole movement and so on, right. Which, by the way, I'm not against. I'm not against any – by the way, I'm not taking sides here. I'm just giving you the facts. I have no input one way or the other than I like the fact that we grow more yield and can feed the world. We feed billions of people on an annual basis. In fact, we waste enough food to probably feed another billion.
Yeah, I have no problem with the non-GMO stuff. In fact, I see value in that niche and what those people do. It's just that, John, they're so demeaning and condescending toward an industry that is feeding the world when they're not. And that's the part that I guess gets me.
By the way, we worldwide waste in food. In the U.S., 30% of food, about $48 billion is thrown away each year. And it's estimated that that goes into the rest of the world as well. There's about 1.3 billion tons of food wasted globally every year. But yet everybody says that we can't feed the world. It's overpopulated, blah, 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 blah. None of which is true.
Why do you think that much is wasted?
Oh, it's through...
Who measures that?
It's through transportation, and there's a certain amount of waste that's wasted if things aren't refrigerated properly, or if it gets too cold, or if it gets too hot. I mean, there's all sorts of things that happen in the transport of food. So there's waste along those lines. There's waste on the shelf if it doesn't get bought soon enough, if the crop doesn't arrive on time. There's all sorts of things that happen that cause food waste, and that's how much there is.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking, like, you know, throwing out what you didn't eat.
No. This is mostly that doesn't never get sold, never makes it to you in the first place.
Oh.
These are products that never really make it to market, or if they do, the market doesn't buy them. For example, I interviewed a guy here a while back. Well, you weren't on with us real quick. So you weren't on with us. So for example, there are cucumbers and zucchinis that you can grow all sorts of different types of these crops depending upon what farmer you are and what you want to bring to market. For example, restaurants require a bigger zucchini than you would cook in your kitchen.
Right.
So as a farmer, you have to decide, am I going to grow for the restaurant or am I going to grow for the consumer? If you grow for the restaurant and COVID hits and you end up with a ton of zucchini left over now, you miss the chance to sell to the consumer, and you end up with a bunch of food waste that never gets sold.
Yeah, but that's when COVID hits or something like
that. There's all sorts of things that happen along those lines.
There's that amount of waste every single year.
There is.
And I'm wondering, are they simply misreading the market? Is that what's going on?
It's all of the above.
Okay.
Tons of things. And keep in mind, the government, I'm not agreeing with this either, our government manipulates the prices of food on a daily basis.
Yes.
All day long, every day. Do I agree with that? No. But does it happen? Absolutely it does. Everything from apples, peaches, beans, you know, you name it, wheat, corn, milk, it's all of that gets manipulated by the government.
And by the way, ultimately, the people who suffer from it are the poor.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't feed, you know, I shouldn't say can't. We don't feed the poor, but yet we waste 1.3 billion tons. That's tons of food annually.
Wow.
It's a huge number. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. Make sure that your will is handled, your estate is in order, and even a living will is done and handled, and Michael can do all of that for you. 720-394-6887. That's Michael Bailey Law. He is our mobile estate planner.
Have a plan, not just documents. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law will likely involve multiple different documents, all working together to make sure your stuff goes to the right people when you die. Think about all of the different types of investments that comprise your estate. Your stocks and bonds, your 401k, your IRA, your annuities, your life insurance policy, your house, your vehicles, the money in your bank accounts, and more. You may assume that a basic will covers everything, but depending on your wishes, you may need more than one strategy to establish who gets what. You need to work with someone who will establish a comprehensive estate plan, not just draw up documents. Schedule a Zoom meeting with KLZ's Mobile Estate Planner today. Make sure your entire estate will go exactly where you want it. Visit MichaelBaileyLawLLC.com.
Enchanted Kitchens is next. Now, one thing I've noticed, and I've explained this to you guys as I've been looking at different homes, thinking about buying another business in another part of the state, so I've been looking at different homes and so on, and actually did some of that this morning before coming on air today. And the reality is, folks, there's some kitchens that are just absolutely horrendous. And there's some that are pretty decent. Do you want yours to be that decent, enchanted, that gathering place in your home? If so, then go to Enchanted Kitchens.
Yeah, I'm looking online here at some of their stuff.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And
it's stuff
and
that
I've looked at a lot
brag.
Of crap lately, just as a side note. I really have. It's like, oh, this is awful.
It is awful, isn't it?
I'd have to call them first, even have them come in and redo the thing to make it work.
It's just tacky. And you
it
look
is.
At it and you think, oh, my gosh.
I know.
People spent money on this.
You must be eating out a lot is what I first, is what I usually think of at first. Anyways, make yours an enchanted kitchen, klzradio.com/kitchens.
Your kitchen doesn't work. Think about how much time you spend in your kitchen every day, just standing at your countertops or reaching into your cabinets. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens looks beyond color palettes and materials to help you find a layout that works, so you can have a pleasant experience in your kitchen, not a frustrating or uncomfortable one. The Enchanted Kitchens design team understands that a new kitchen is a big investment and one that you need to love for years to come. That's why they take their time with the decision-making process, meeting with you for free in their Experience Center so you can see, touch, and feel a kitchen that works. Mention Rush to Reason, and you will receive a free, no-obligation, in-home design consultation. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens now and start designing a kitchen that works. Enchanted Kitchens, where magic meets design.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dan and Blackhawk, you're next. What's up, sir?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, so we've got 3 points, or 3 comments. Andy, would you be able to put your little thing that you said about Trump and LeBron like on the website or something so I can go out and grab it and post it on Facebook.
Sure.
I thought that was nice. I mean, this is, and John, we've kind of talked about a website, but this is kind of what I'm talking about.
Right.
What you just said has a lot of, was really, really well spoken and really well communicated. And it's stuff like this that we need as conservatives put out there on Facebook so people start getting a little bit more perspective on what's going on. So,
Dan, yeah, we can do that.
Dan, I'm honored, and we will definitely have
we
it
can
on
do
the
that
site.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, and that way we can go out and grab that. So the second thing about the GMO, non-GMO thing is we live in America. We have a choice, and I think it shouldn't be forced on us. If we want to eat GMO food, then so be it. And if you want to have non-GMO food, so be it. It's your choice. And if you think you're better by eating non-GMO food, then all the power to you. The thing that drives me insane is the liberal Democrats claim they're a party of science. And we, as the United States, have created a rice, and I don't remember what it was, but it was 10 myths about liberals and science. It had protein in it to help kids in third world countries from
right.
going blind.
That's right.
But because it was a GMO product, we shut it down. And it's like, okay, so we want kids to go blind in third world countries because they're eating rice with protein or...
Yeah, that was back, by the way, that was back in 2000, so 20 years ago. We have a vitamin A-enriched golden rice that was first developed with an increased nutrient value. So there's nothing wrong about feeding that to kids. In fact, it would be, in those particular situations, Dan, that's what they should be getting.
Yeah, and we, quote-unquote, the police of the world, we can't be feeding third-world country kids that can't get the nutrition, this GMO rice. So we're fine with them going blind, where we could help them. So who's being compassionate? Is it the liberals that shut it down, or is it the people that designed this rice?
That is a great point. It's the people who designed the rice who are being compassionate, Dan. They're the ones who actually care about people. That's why they did this in the first place, along with profits, of course.
Right, but that's what makes America great, is because there's a profit motive. And if we can find something that's going to fill a need, we're going to make money off of it.
That's exactly right.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there is not a single thing wrong with that, by the way. And by the way, we've done it with everything from that to tobacco to corn to you name it. And we've been doing it really since the 80s. But to your point, the nutrient value of certain things, that rice product in particular, 2000 was the year we did that.
Yeah, and then just one more point on that, and then I'll talk about my third point. Is all these varieties of apples that we have now, those are GMOs.
Yes, they are. Yeah, Honeycrisp never came naturally.
No. So all they did is they grafted trees.
That's right.
Into other trees. That's a GMO. That's a genetically modified plant. It's just that it's not, quote-unquote, done in a laboratory. But to the point is, we've been doing GMOs for hundreds of years.
Yes, we have.
Hundreds.
That's exactly right. By the way, the Honeycrisp was developed in 1960.
Uh-huh.
It didn't come to market until the 1990s, but it was actually around, to your point, it was actually, modified back in 1960.
Yeah, and it was done, quote-unquote, naturally, but it was still genetically modified. So all these non-GMO people that are all up in arms, I'm like,
It is the child of a Mukun and a Honeygold.
Okay.
Whatever that
and
is.
Yeah, so if you're against GMOs, then stop eating Honeycrisp, because those are GMOs.
Basically, they are. Yes, that is correct.
Yep.
And so that's back when it was actually frowned on for those two trees to date.
I mean, you could actually say, I mean, it's crossbreeding, but yeah, in a way, that's a genetically modified organism.
It is.
Yeah.
Because you're modifying the genetics of the plant.
That's right. That's exactly
naturally
right.
Naturally or whatever. So,
yeah, you're right.
And my third point is I'm actually picking up a firearm tonight.
Great.
I purchased it. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
On Monday.
Oh, wow. That's how long the wait is.
Yeah. My background finally came through. But this is an opportunity that, and I'm not picking on the NRA, but this is an opportunity that we need to take advantage of. And how we need to take advantage of it is, we need to get TV ads and everything else out there. Okay, you bought a firearm, and we've got plenty of people that probably were against firearms before this whole thing started. Who you vote for is going to make a big difference if they are going to end up taking away your firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is an opportunity for gun ranges and gun shops to offer classes for all these people that have bought new firearms that have never bought one before.
True.
So it's a two-pronged thing. We should use it to our political advantage to, again, maybe create a website that lists, okay, these candidates are for gun control and they want to take away your guns. These candidates are fine with you owning a firearm. And then also, and I don't know, maybe a gun shop could use that as advertising or something to say, hey, come train with us. We'll teach you how to properly handle a firearm, how to shoot it, how to clean it, and all that, you know, all the stuff that goes with that. And so I think that's a great opportunity we need to take advantage of somehow. But, you know, and the NRA should be jumping on this like anything. With our climate the way it is right now. So,
hey, by the way, real quick, do you know who has the patent on the Honeycrisp apple?
No, who?
University of Minnesota. They get a royalty from every one of the trees that are sold.
Is that why they're so expensive?
That they're expensive because the harvesting of a Honeycrisp is different. I didn't know this. It's the only apple that has to have its stem clipped so it doesn't puncture the skin of neighboring apples when it's packed.
Okay.
So it's more labor. It costs more to actually pick them and pack them.
And it's a very sweet apple.
It's a great apple. It's my favorite apple, by the way.
I don't buy it because it's too expensive.
No, I just buy it because I like the taste. I don't care if it's more money.
I like Red Delicious. I'm into commie apples.
Red Delicious are old.
That's
yesterday's apple.
That's another GMO thing because everybody wanted Red Delicious. They wanted that pure red apple, right?
Right.
So they bred it for the pure,
right.
redness, and they bred the flavor and the crispness out of them. Because I remember, John, we're about the same age. I remember when I was a kid, they used to be crisp, and they used to be delicious.
Yep, not anymore.
But they're mushy, and they have no flavor, and it's like, I don't buy them anymore. So they basically bred it to... where nobody wants to buy them.
Dan, I got to run. I got a commercial. Thanks. I appreciate it very much. Joe, hang tight. I'll try to catch you as soon as we come back. Affordable Butchers Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Get caught up on the latest topic from Rush to Reason with the official KLZ app. Download in the Apple or Android store. KLZ Radio, mobile app.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Joe, hang tight. We will get you in the third hour. We're going to come back and do movie reviews, and we're going to do kids' movies that adults can watch. Hang tight. Charlie, give you some time, and we can come back. I've got a special guest at 5:15, and then we got the last half hour of the show open. So, Joe, call me back then. We'll get you right on air. Otherwise, hour number two is next. If it's close to 7 o'clock, have a fabulous evening. Thank you for listening to our replay. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, Fix It Radio, followed by Drive Radio. We'll be back, though. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.